Why do talented women hit invisible walls in their careers while less qualified colleagues sail past them? The answer isn't what most expect. After decades of coaching executives and studying leadership patterns, a surprising truth emerges. The very behaviors that helped women succeed early in their careers often become the anchors holding them back. This isn't about external barriers, though those exist, but about internal patterns operating on autopilot. Think of Ellen, a brilliant software engineer whose boss criticized her for not being better known despite her exceptional work connecting teams across divisions. Or Vera, passed over for CEO despite extraordinary achievements because her perfectionism made her impossible to work with. These aren't isolated incidents, but patterns affecting millions of professional women who wonder why their hard work isn't translating into advancement. Picture a meeting where a woman makes a point that's ignored, only to hear a male colleague repeat it minutes later to enthusiastic applause. This phenomenon, called heap-eating, forces an impossible choice: claim credit and risk appearing petty, or stay silent and feel erased. Women receive fundamentally different feedback, with personality-based criticism appearing far more frequently in their reviews. Terms like abrasive or aggressive show up disproportionately in women's evaluations, while the same assertiveness gets praised in male colleagues. Men enjoy a wide band of acceptable behavior. Women navigate a narrow path where identical actions receive opposite labels. This documented reality affects promotion decisions and career trajectories. Women also internalize criticism differently, taking it more personally and allowing it to impact confidence more deeply, compounding the challenge of maintaining professional momentum. The most dangerous career obstacles are behaviors that once brought success, but now operate as invisible barriers. Carrie, newly promoted to lead a risk assessment unit, spent 3 months mastering regulations before building relationships, an approach that won praise as an investment banker, but earned her a reputation for being inaccessible as a leader. Miranda, a senior associate at a global law firm, volunteered for multiple committees despite her crushing workload because she seemed like someone who would basically say yes. This people-pleasing habit led to burnout and prevented strategic work. Other common patterns include perfectionism that slows decision-making, over-preparation that wastes time, and conflict avoidance that prevents necessary conversations. The solution isn't willpower, but awareness, bringing these autopilot behaviors into conscious view and deliberately practicing new responses. Ellen overcame her reluctance to claim achievements by sending weekly emails documenting her connecting activities, a simple practice that shifted her visibility within the organization. When Amy co-chaired a successful charity event, she spent her media interview praising her co-chair, Mitch, and their team. Mitch spoke solely about his own contributions. The resulting article portrayed him as the driving force. Amy was nowhere to be found. This pattern costs women opportunities. They excel at delivering exceptional work, but struggle to bring attention to their successes, believing great work should speak for itself. Search firms confirm this disparity. Women understate qualifications with tentative language like, "I'm not sure if my qualifications are an exact match," while less qualified men boldly declare, "I have exactly the skills you're looking for." Women apply for positions only when meeting 100% of requirements. Men apply at 60%. Effective self-promotion isn't shameful. It's essential for reaching your potential and creating change. If you don't articulate your value, you signal you don't value your work. Find your authentic voice. Share credit while articulating your specific contributions, use data to support achievements, and connect self-promotion to purpose, helping clients, bringing emotional intelligence to leadership, or creating representation at the top. Mastering every detail of your job can prevent advancement. Ashley, who headed her company's business-to-business services group at 30, faced this when her boss said he couldn't afford to lose her, effectively blocking her promotion. A former boss's advice transformed her approach. Think of every job as both a job and a bridge to what comes next. Promotions come from demonstrating readiness for bigger challenges, not flawless performance. While women excel at relationship building, consistently ranking highest in motivating others and team building, many struggle to leverage these connections for advancement, concerned about appearing manipulative. The key insight: leverage creates mutual benefit. Amanda refused to help a sales colleague connect with her hospital contacts, but eagerly leveraged relationships for a domestic violence shelter. This reveals the real issue. Women struggle to see their own advancement as worthy of the same strategic thinking they apply to important causes. Successful women integrate relationship building with intentional networking, recognizing that advancing your career enables greater impact on the causes and people you care about. Wholesale transformation rarely works. Identify one behavior and work on it until progress appears. Small changes repeated until habitual yield better results than dramatic overhauls. The 12 habits often cluster together. Reluctance to claim achievements pairs with expecting others to notice your contributions. Overvaluing expertise connects with putting job before career. Recognizing these clusters helps you address root causes rather than surface symptoms. Clear purpose provides powerful motivation for change. Miranda's desire to become a great trial lawyer gave her incentive to address boundary issues, while Vera, the perfectionist, struggled because perfection itself had become her goal rather than a means to an end. Articulating your purpose, whether leading a global innovation team or helping women recognize their strengths, provides a lens for determining which behaviors most undermine your goals. You can't change habits alone because humans default to autopilot in familiar situations. Enlisting colleagues, friends, or direct reports costs nothing but proves remarkably effective. The key difference between those who make lasting changes and those who don't is consistent follow-up, keeping helpers informed, asking for their assessment, and implementing their suggestions. Broadcast your commitment widely because people's perceptions change slowly. One instance of new behavior won't shift an established impression. Treat each day as an opportunity to reinforce your message. The behaviors holding you back stem from genuine strengths that fueled your success. Reluctance to claim achievements reflects authentic modesty. Overvaluing expertise shows respect for skills. Perfectionism demonstrates commitment to excellence. Minimizing reveals awareness of others' needs. Radar distractions come from empathy and intuition. These qualities are gifts. The goal isn't becoming someone else. It's recognizing when your strengths work against you and making conscious choices about when to lean in or adjust. Leadership presence comes from being fully present for tasks, conversations, moments, opportunities, and your larger purpose. Women who rise don't abandon their values or adopt masculine behaviors. They recognize that advancing their careers enables greater impact. Your humility becomes powerful when claiming achievements creates opportunities for others. Your excellence matters more when releasing perfectionism lets you lead rather than execute. Your relationship building creates mutual benefit when you leverage those connections. The path forward isn't about becoming less of who you are, but more intentional about deploying your natural strengths. The world needs your voice, vision, and leadership, but only if you claim the space to share them.